Recent surveys show nonprofit organizations are not immune to the economic woes felt by companies and individuals in the business sector. The loss is twofold, as public charities and private foundations have seen decreasing donations and a slowing of volunteerism to staff operations. GuideStar, an information clearinghouse for nonprofits in a survey from June of this year, says that many nonprofits who rely largely or in part for reimbursement for services from state and local governments were experiencing cash flow issues due to delays in payments and were facing upcoming state budget cuts. State cuts have arrived to some local organizations. Tommy Usry, president of the Northeast Louisiana Arts Council and a member of the Louisiana Partnership for Arts Advocacy, says statewide arts grants that fund major institutions like the Strauss Little Theater, Mazur Museum, and the Monroe Symphony Orchestra have seen a significant drop.
Those funds took a 65% cut. So that was our basic funds right there that we use. You know, it's your operations funds.
He says another branch of support, the Decentralized Arts Funding Program, incurred a 13% cut. Those funds were spared a larger reduction because legislators were aware of how the monies were allotted.
The legislators realized the vital importance of the decentralized cuts because it is a per capita basis grant and it does go into each parish in the state of Louisiana. So they knew that was coming right down into their own individual parishes.
In an effort to see those funds maintained, legislators were more diligent when addressing decentralized arts. Like those groups who count on public funding, organizations supported by private donations are feeling the effects of the economy. A report in the Chronicle of Philanthropy notes an 11% drop last year for the nation's biggest charities. Among the top 10 raising the most donations last year, six reported declines in giving. At the top, United Way reported a 4.5% drop. At number two, the Salvation Army was down 8.4%. Another widely recognized name is listed 13th on the list, the American Red Cross. The humanitarian organization recorded a slight decrease of 2.7%. American Red Cross Northeast Louisiana Chapter Director of Administration LaVon LeBlanc says charitable groups like the Red Cross have not been excluded when it comes to the effects of the economy.
We have not been exempt or protected in any way from the economy. It's hard right now for anyone that's dependent on donated dollars because people's expendable income is so much smaller than it has been in the past.
That type of income translates into support that groups are finding harder to come by.
Those are the type of things, donations, that do seem to go first. But again, we seem to find the resources we need to keep going. We are fulfilling our mission and we are doing what we need to do. It's just in more creative ways and with a little bit harder work, I think.
Another area of decline affecting many groups is volunteerism. LeBlanc says for the Red Cross, the hurricanes of 2005 took a toll on volunteer support.
We saw a great decline after Katrina because people just had fatigue. But we had begun to rebuild those roles and people are still on our roles of volunteers.
Now the economic climate is causing change in volunteer support, but in a different way.
What we've really seen is a decline in their availability to some degree because so many of our retired volunteers have had to go back to work. A lot of our folks that just didn't work have gone to work now. People that were working part-time are now working full-time. And so the number of hours that they're available to work, we've seen a great decrease in that.
She says as the agency works with varying availability of volunteers, oftentimes the community will step up in ways to assist with projects.
We always seem to find the resource we need. It does put an additional burden on staff on some days, but there's other days when a school group calls and says, hey, we got 10 kids that want to come over there and do a community service project. What project can we come help you with?
Usry says local arts organizations are looking at ways to generate funds and offsetting reductions. He says in hopes to broaden audiences, one idea would have a definite appeal to families.
It's always been, you know, the parents have had to hire a babysitter, keep them at home. Well, now we're trying to, you know, work on different things. Different organizations are actually looking at how can we get them out here? Let us provide a service for them by providing some arts activities for the kids while they're at the theater, at the symphony, at the ballet. That type thing.
While new ideas are a way to keep nonprofits and charitable organizations afloat in a weakened economy, Usry believes state funding cuts are not over, but hopes after this year's substantial drop, future cuts will be less.
I'm hoping that Yeah, the cut won't be as drastic since we've been there, or we've been that and done that, and that maybe our cuts will not be quite as drastic as we experienced this year.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.